Kay Huber, you're laughing all the time. With us or at us? I'm sure it's with us. Having said that, the subject,
I hope it's with.
I don't know either, Bud, but I got to tell you, the subject that we are discussing right now is one that I very definitely want to get feedback on from our listeners. We got some very smart people out there. Bob Moriarty, what do you think about all of this? You know, I value your opinion. We don't agree on everything, but what do you think about the control that social media potentially can have over society? I think it's absolutely terrifying. I'm going to start out with you this time, Dr. John, and I want to ask the question, and that is, assuming people agree with us, what can they do to protect themselves?
What can you do to protect yourselves? Well, there's some basic simple things. First of all, don't bring any of those tools like Alexa into your house. That's not only inviting trouble, it's giving them essentially permission to listen to everything you say. And that scares me. The other thing is, you know, from a mental health standpoint, you need to find a way to separate from social media and get back to being a real person. And physiologically, we have to interact one-on-one, make connections with each other in order to be healthy, mentally healthy. We don't produce the right neurotransmitters when we're doing stuff online. And that facilitates and makes it even more easy for corporate America and the people that control the internet to actually get us addicted to social media and only responding to those little 15-minute news cycles where they're just changing the heading to get you emotionally upset instead of actually giving you information.
Mr. T, how about you, bud?
Well, John, I love what you said, John, because it reminds me of back in 1998, 1999, when I was on many platforms talking about the looming Y2K crisis. I told people that not only would the stock market not crash, it would soar in 98, 99, which it did, because the whole world was putting their money in U.S. markets. And secondly, that the Y2K bug itself would probably end up being much ado about nothing, because even though Alan Greenspan was the single most destructive policymaker in U.S. history, he at least got that right in making sure that there was never going to be a computer issue for the U.S. markets and banks. But the point of it is this. One of the things I said back then is that I wish these warnings were true, and that we did see a collapse of infrastructure and communication and so forth, because it would force people to become people again, to become independent thinkers again, to talk to their neighbors instead of not even knowing their names, to get back into local civic organizations and churches, etc. That is our problem. And like I said when we started this whole discussion, this country has been so dumbed down and so dehumanized by social media, by everything that has changed in our culture, that I fear that we're going to have a major collapse in society that will force people to get back to their roots, if you will, get back to what is really truth and away from the fluff and control of social media. I don't see it changing, sadly, any other way. And as best as each one of us can in our own circles of influence, we need to try and build a lifeboat for people ahead of that, and help to enhance their knowledge as to what's going on in the world, our society, and so forth, and put social media, which again can be a great tool, but put it in its proper context and not let it control us.
Mr. Jimmy.
So I mentioned this event yesterday in our last segment where a gentleman got up and walked off to the table. I didn't know him. We were, it was a very general positive, pretty, you know, there was nothing really negative. You could tell this gentleman just did not agree and got up and walked out without thinking or actually engaging. And a professional, retired, probably quite financially successful individual. And we've seen this before. If you have personal relations and you're close with people and you talk to them, regardless of your political ideologies, you usually filter what you're saying and you think and you have an open mind discussion. What I'm seeing right now is this complete move away from that, to where the first interaction is actually, how are you aligned? What's your your political stance on the environment? What's your political stance on abortion? What's your political stance on the president? And unfortunately, it's driven by these media different outlets, and they want you to be more dependent upon them. They design the algorithms. They design the systems for you to be dependent on them, which pulls us away from each other, pulls us away from that community that Mr. Temple was talking about and how important that is to us. So I got to agree with Dr. Huber that's a critical element that we need to do is reach out to each other and actually have more personal interaction and limit the amount of time that we have with these types of influence, especially for our children. And at the same time, use them in an effective way to gather information. The problem is when it begins to be filtered and shaped, and that is what I'm so concerned about. This small, very small group of corporate leaders that decide what is best for society or community, which is really what's best for their bottom line and for their market capitalization and their growth. It's not really about what's best for society. They would rather have you, they don't really care about that. They just want an expanded market share and more control. And that's what everyone needs to realize, that they are the product. They're the person that's being bought and sold. Their information's being bought and sold, and they're being advertised to, because the largest capitalization companies are designed to do that, just market. Unfortunately, I don't see it going in the right direction unless... And I don't want to see us have a devolution in society. I don't want us to have a breakdown or civil war or some major catastrophe. I'd rather find a way through it. And the problem is people are just not engaged enough, and they are dependent upon it, and they will influence the outcomes. These social media technologies, these AI systems, they will shape the outcomes of our future. And the only way around it is to stand up, stay educated, and do your best, because the U.S. used to be the hope for everyone for free speech. That's where they came to. And unfortunately, we're becoming the example of exactly the opposite.
You know, it's funny, guys, but the last thing that, in my opinion, changed society, not such a large extent of society, but certainly a portion of society, the last major thing, in my opinion, that happened, was the advent of the aeroplane. The aeroplane totally changed the complexion of the world. You know, instead of going out to your lake place or the local campground for a vacation, all of a sudden it became very, very possible for a lot of people to go to South America, to go to Europe, etc., etc. And nothing dangerous whatsoever about that, because that didn't involve any kind of mind control whatsoever. But by its very nature, social media is more than a universe where you could just communicate with other people. Social media has turned into a facet of our society that can actually control your thinking. Go ahead.
No, I just think that we have evolved over, human beings have evolved over millennia to deal with transition and change. The difference now is the speed at which we're information age is changing us is so rapid that I'm not sure that we're actually capable of absorbing the change. And I don't know what Dr. Huber's thoughts on it. I know we've got just a short period of time, but that's what I'm most concerned about, our ability to actually adjust to this change and somebody not taking advantage of it. We've got about 30 seconds. We've got about a minute left, I guess.
All right. Well, my concern is exactly what you said, and I was thinking of that as we were talking, how we had decades to learn about television, and, we talked about it being a mind suck, and then all of a sudden, Elvis is on there, and Elvis is going to destroy the civilization, and we had time to deal with it. We survived Elvis. Now smartphones kicked in 2007. We've got 12 years, and look where we're at, and we still have not caught up with it. Technologically, regulation-wise, if we should be regulating international concepts, and now we've got, we got a revolution potentially on the brink in Hong Kong where people are wanting some form of democracy, and that might be enough to change, but I think the powers that control that internet are going to be able to shut that down and not let us see the whole real picture except for the way they want us to see it.
Very possible. Big John, we're out of time totally. Ladies and gentlemen, join us next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.